Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Scrubbing in with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Wouldn't say that was a smooth merge, but
A for effort.
Thank we you. Do appreciate the Christmas jingle to begin our Christmas slash New Year's episode.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing for Christmas?
I am coming to you from the waters of Tahiti.
You're going to Tahiti?
Uh-huh.
With?
Mama and Papa Rad.
The three of you?
This is a tradition, right? Don't you guys do a trip?
No. Yeah, we do a trip. We do a trip every other year. We were supposed to go 2 years ago, and then my mom and I both got sick, so we ended up canceling that, and so now we're actually going.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm really excited. So it's not going to be a traditional Christmas. Like, we're not going to... Like, we'll probably have, like, dinner and get dressed up, but, like, we won't have a tree there. It's going to be, like, a beachy Christmas.
I feel like they'll probably have Christmas stuff.
Right.
So you'll have something.
Yeah.
Just like crystal blue waters.
Just, yeah.
How many days of this is it with your parents?
10 days of
that.
I couldn't do it.
I know. And I
love my parents. I couldn't do 10 days with just the three of us.
Oh, I could do that. I don't know. Are you Bora Bora?
Yeah.
It's a lot of like relax, you know, it's a lot of downtime. So lots of books.
I have a lot of books. I'm going to do a lot of Globes prep. Like, my parents like watching movies and shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to try and do some of that. Laying out, obviously, water, sports. Card games. I also think it's just like nice because every time I go home, like I think during the year I'm so busy and I'm so distracted and I feel like I never get quality time with them. So I'm excited to just have like uninterrupted quality time with my parents.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see photos. It's like one of my dream destinations.
I know. I'm really excited.
Yay. Mark, where will you be?
I'll be in Franklin, Wisconsin, where my wife grew up at her parents' house. It's a cute little white little house there in Franklin, and hopefully snow. It's not looking good as we record this to have snow, and that would be the third straight year without snow, which is very disappointing.
How? I feel like Wisconsin is covered
in snow. They got pounded at Halloween. They got snow, but it melts. So,
weird.
You know, that's the thing. It's not really sticking around. So right now they have no snow as we record this. Hopefully by the time you hear this, it'll be a winter wonderland in Wisconsin for my kids to go sledding because they live in Southern California. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just family with my wife's brother and his kids, my kids. It's wonderful.
Are you going to Florida?
How many days?
We're in Wisconsin for 2 full weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nice, though.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
It's very relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Mm-hmm. Eastie?
I'll be here holding it down in Los Angeles, baby.
Doing podcasts.
Right. Yeah.
Breaking them out.
I'll be doing podcasts. we go up north to visit my family on Thanksgiving, and then we stay at our place for Christmas, just Allison and I. And it's really nice. We had a lot of fun last year. We go see Fiddler on the Roof on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
Which is very fun. If you've never seen it,
that's a tradition.
Yes.
I like it.
Tradition.
I love, yeah.
It's so good. It's a sing along. We have a great time. We're really looking forward to it. And that's what we're doing.
I love that y'all are doing your own, like you have your own Christmas tradition.
Yeah, yeah. It's something when we got the house, we're like, we got to start some traditions and make this really special.
So,
yeah. Living it up next to that big fireplace we got. So that's what we'll be doing.
And on the small percent that the kids come, they have their traditions.
That's right. There'll be the tracks have been laid.
Mark's kids inspired him.
Yeah.
They upped their percentage a little bit. Don't know if that stayed the same, but it's there. The traditions are there. I'm going to Louisiana.
Oh.
Where my sister lives. To Baton Rouge. Go Tigers. Joe Burrow just won the Heisman Trophy.
When are you going there?
I'm flying with Phoebe, which is a nightmare. So apparently calming pills make her a psychopath. Mm. I tested them. They don't work. So I was looking at Christmas Eve, but there's no direct flight. So I might go, if there's direct flights on the 23rd, I'm going to go. But if not, I'll probably go Christmas Eve. It's just going to be a horrible Christmas Eve for anyone seated near me with Phoebe.
And then how long will you be there?
Probably till the 28th or 29th.
And then what for New Year's?
Not sure.
Really?
Yeah.
TBD?
TBD. New Year's is so interesting for me because a lot of times I feel like it's not the meaning of a new year and a fresh beginning, but like the plans of New Year's always feel like they're a little overrated.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on New Year's Eve.
I love a cozy night in, just hanging with people I love and that I want to spend the new year with. So that's probably what I'll do.
No Florida?
I don't know. I'm kind of undecided.
Okay.
I'm booking a one way, so we'll see when I return.
Got it.
But yeah, it's all of my family. So there's 5 kids, my parents, and then my brother-in-law, my 4 nephews, and then 3 dogs.
For Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What was your best New Year's Eve? Question for the table.
That's a good question.
Because like you say, there's a lot of pressure that goes into New Year's Eve and planning it and making it perfect. And so the ones that stand out in my mind are the ones that did not go well.
Yeah.
When I got, you know, stood up or that sort of thing. That's the one that sticks in your brain. But what were your best, the most memorable New Year's Eve?
When my parents first moved to Florida, my dad's company, they throw a huge like beach ball blast every year and they have like a live band and it's a big deal. Like I remember being like, oh, okay, like the small town in Florida, but like it's a huge deal. And the first year we went when my dad was with this company in the specific location, it was just me, my brother, and my youngest sister, Hannah, and then my parents. And we didn't really know what to expect. It was pouring rain and we were all out dancing to the live band. And it was just so fun. And at first when it started raining, we were like, oh no, like it's going to be ruined. But it was just like the most fun. We were all drinking and it was just a good
fun. But that's a good way of looking at it. The things that you think, oh no, this is going to ruin it, are the things that make it memorable.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you wouldn't maybe have such strong memories of that night had it not rained.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Because we were like trying to like run from building to building without getting soaked. I had a faux fur jacket on. So I was like, this is going to be so uncomfortable when if it gets soaking wet. We were like dancing in like ponchos. You know, we did not look cute, but it was like so much fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What are yours?
I feel like I've been doing the whole, like, I like to stay in and vision board. So I've been doing that for a minute, and I've done that a lot of New Year's, and I really love those. I loved my Cabo trip. When I was in Cabo, that was really...
You lived it up that year.
Like, a lot of my friends were in Cabo, and we had this, like, it was, like, a gigantic house, and we just, like, thrived and partied. But I was with, like, a bunch of people that I love so much, so that was really fun, and we were all just, like, in the one place. Mm-hmm. But I think my most memorable New Year's, I went to New Year's. I went to Times Square.
Oh, wow.
With Nelson, and we went to Ryan's... New Year's Rockin' Eve, and we were like, I don't even remember. Like, I got so plastered. I was in like a sparkly dress. I was watching people like pee on the street in Times Square.
Is that when he may have kissed Gavin DeGraw?
May have kissed Gavin DeGraw. Like, we were in horrible traffic going to this like other restaurant to meet. This was, I was hooking up with a guy in New York at the time. So, like, met up with him, was like hooking up with him, spent that night with him. So, that was like kind of fun because it was just like super like what you expect out of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was too much. You know what I mean?
Oh, you don't think you could handle it again?
I mean, maybe every like 5 years.
Maybe we should like plan one year that we go.
And do something big.
And go to the show, stay at like an amazing hotel in New York and just like be there for the...
performances and stuff. Yeah. See, we didn't do the whole, we didn't watch the performances in time. Like, we went to some, I think, I don't know where, but we like saw the ball drop and like we were in it. But I think we stopped by Ryan's thing for like maybe half an hour. Mm-hmm. And then just like kept it moving.
Yeah. Well, maybe we don't do that.
No, but I think it could be fun.
Okay.
But it's so cold.
I know. I don't thrive in cold.
I don't either.
I'm nervous about that.
To be outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just in a huge crowd of people.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah.
It's okay. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
When the time comes. Well, that's exciting. Everyone's... Danielle, can you get on the mic or... Yeah.
Hi.
Are you staying here? Where do you go?
I'm holding down the fort with Easton in LA.
Go see Fiddler on the Roof.
Sure. Well,
it's great.
come on. matchmaker.
Since we're talking about traditions, my husband and I have like a tradition that I absolutely adore and love, and I actually stole it from one of my friends. So anywhere we travel, like around the world, we always get a Christmas ornament from there. And so every year when we put up our Christmas tree, we're always like, oh, that's from Belize. Aww. That's from Cuba. That's from Cartagena. And we love it because eventually when we have kids and, you know, like the kids are gonna be like, what's this? We got to tell them the story. And every time we put up, you know, the ornament, we always are like, oh, we got engaged in Capri. Like, that's so cute. You know, it just brings back some really like cute. Really cute memories every year. So that's what we do. And we love it.
Are you both from here, from LA?
Yeah, both from LA. So holidays are wild because it's like we can't offend any side of the family. Yeah. So we're like constantly like we split Christmas Eve, we split Christmas, and it's just like we're all over the freaking place. But it also kind of makes it fun.
Yeah.
It's fun when everyone gets to be together too.
I feel like it's like it's weird because it's such a time where like everybody slows down. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like everything's super slow.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it goes by so fast.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel like I'm like, January feels so far away from now. And I think we're going to like blink and it's going to be here.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. I feel like your time in Tahiti will be you'll be on island time.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's going to slow down. I think you're going to be so far outside of your norm that it's going to feel.
I know. Like I'm hoping that I'm able to like sleep in and like take naps.
Yeah.
You know, like. When was my last nap? It was like 2012. You know what I mean?
Because you said to me the other day, you said January 6th is going to be here before you know it. I'm like, that cannot be your vibe right
now. I know.
You need to really enjoy this time.
I know.
This is my favorite time of year.
And like,
the greatest.
It's crazy because when January hits, it's like everything one after the other. You know what I mean? Like Golden Globes is that first Sunday. Then the Grammys are 2 weeks after that. Then the Oscars are 2 weeks. Everything's like so fast, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's basically February. And then we have our live shows.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Question for the table that we need to talk about. So, beginning of the live shows, you guys are going to come strutting out.
Mm-hmm.
What should your walk-on music be?
Mm.
Like, for example, you know, baseball players have this. When they walk up to the plate, they get their own theme song to walk out to, and they can change whenever they want, but it's something to pump them up a little bit. What is your song?
I mean, I think we just do like a really cool remix of Just Like That on your song.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that.
If they're like loyal listeners, they'll be stoked about that.
Wait, that is kind of amazing. Didn't James Maslow do like a punk?
Who knew that phone call?
That's the original. That's Miles.
Who knew that kiss would be our last?
Just like that.
Just like that, my everything turned to nothing. Just like that.
That was Miles.
That still cuts
at
deep.
Kiss. That is. Yeah, James Maslow did this one. Wait, let me just get to the hook. Sorry, yeah. Here's James. Who knew it ended like that? That kiss would be our
last. That you hurt me so bad. Oh no. Wait, this has to be it.
Maybe
what
this
if,
is
what
it.
What if we did the instrumental and Tanya performed it?
Oh, wow.
Walked out with the mic singing.
That's great.
It. We did choreography.
Should we explain? Like, everyone's binged from the beginning. I don't know. Maybe you came late. This is a song Tanya wrote called Just Like That.
So I wrote it. It was a... So Demi Lovato had a song called... God, I'm blanking on it now. You guys, what's the name of that Demi Lovato song?
Everything You're Not.
No. It's a slow one. It's a slow one. Hold on.
It was not a hit.
No, it was like a deep cut. It was an album deep cut.
Those are always my favorite.
And it got me through my breakup. Like, the lyrics were just so crazy. Like,
Cool for the Summer?
Nope. Skyscraper? Nope.
Catch Me?
Nope.
Before I Fall?
Fix a Heart?
Nope. It was off the album what album was it? The album before Confident.
Okay. Oh, In Case.
In Case. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so it was a follow-up to this Demi Lovato song called In Case, and the lyrics, like, literally spoke to me so much. I listened to the song on repeat for, like, weeks, and so I literally wrote a follow-up to that song based on my experience.
Just the lyrics?
Just the lyrics, but it was to, like, that same, in my head, it was to that same, like, tune and, like, to the lyrics. It kind of, like, matched up lyrically to that song. So I wrote these lyrics pretty fresh in, like, 6 months after my breakup, and then... Maybe like, I don't even know when we did this, like 9 months ago.
Pretty fresh.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
I mean, I was not well for like a good year. So 6 months after.
Pretty fresh in 2 years later.
Yeah. And then Miles from our Kiss Digital or Kiss Imaging Department made it into like an actual song.
If you listen to Kiss FM, he's the guy that you hear going.
Yeah.
Kiss FM.
And then we had James Maslow come on and give us an EDM version of it, which is that second version that you heard.
But that, like, was October of 18, by the way, this all went down.
You didn't share it. Like, somehow it came up randomly that you were like, oh my gosh, I wrote this. I found this breakup song on my computer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
It was like kind of, it came out of
nowhere.
Left field.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was like cleaning out my computer and I found the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I was like reminded of the song.
Honestly, what a gift.
We even had a young listener named Kayla send in her version of it.
Who knew that phone call wouldn't like that?
I mean, this really affected people.
The lyrics really, really came from like my heart, like truly my heart, like the deepest, most deepest part of my heart.
I don't know if I saw it on the Facebook group or if you reposted it, but someone said, like, I went through a breakup and I listened to just this portion, the small portion that we played on the podcast of the song every night to like get her through her tough times.
Wow.
So crazy.
So I really think we should do something with that.
I think that's so perfect.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I really, there's,
because I was racking my brain trying to think like maybe like a Meghan Trainor song, like, you know, like something just kind of like that vibe.
I'm picturing you like Lizzo or something.
Yeah, or like Lizzo or something. But that is so good. Do we like the James Maslow version or should we try to get another EDM-y version?
Well, here's the... I can see you guys walking out. Like this?
What are you doing?
High-fiving.
Do you think the Jonas Brothers would make it into a song for our podcast?
I don't hate the idea.
I mean, look, if we're going to, in the last show you wanted to book Jennifer Aniston and Taylor Swift, why not go for it?
My ideas got thrown out the window. So now you're telling me to dream 50% instead of 100%.
Oh.
So yeah, here I go with my Jonas Brothers rewriting, recreating. Just like
it's
that.
Kind of amazing. That is what we have to do.
I love it, Becca. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Thanks so much.
Wow.
I'm really, really excited for the live shows.
So should we brainstorm what we want them to look like?
Sure. Like, what are you imagining? I mean, obviously, some sort of a surprise guest we're hoping for. Mm-hmm. Nobody's booked at this point, but that would be great.
Yeah. So the live shows are essentially going to be like the podcast. So we're going to record them. Mm-hmm. So they are going to be public. So they're not like one-off shows.
Right. Like Jan and Mike from the Wind Down Show do a live show that is just a live show. It's not recorded and broadcast mm-hmm. anywhere. But this will be an episode of the podcast.
So it'll be the same format, I guess. We'll walk out. We'll do like 20 minutes chit-chatting what's going on. And then we'll have a guest.
Should we do questions from the listeners? Questions from
Instead
the audience?
Of emails? Like yeah. have a question
right,
box?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Should we play a game? I feel like we should play a game.
Like us versus a scrubber?
Or like, yeah, like Truth or Drink Live.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Truth or Drink Live is probably
major. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do we want to do any Grays trivia, that sort of thing?
No.
Oh, we don't.
This is what we want. This is what this. It all just came to me with the Truth
Here
or Drink.
It is. Okay.
So as the scrubbers walk in, there's a box and there's a piece of paper and they get to ask the Truth or Drink
questions.
That's
good. That's good.
So then we don't get to look at them, but somebody, sorry, Danielle, maybe you go through and pick the best ones. And so we do Truth or Drink with questions from Scrub Sisters in the audience.
And that's a challenge because Easton and I came up with the last ones. And they're not easy to come up with because, and you too, because Becca's a little more guarded.
Yeah, they're very easy to come
they're
up
not,
with for
though.
Me.
They're not, but then Tanya is, well, Tanya is actually very difficult.
Yeah,
because
Tanya's is very, very
she
hard.
She is a...
Because she has to come up with something that's going to make her hesitate to answer it, which Tanya never hesitates to answer a question.
That's right.
So that's the challenge there. But then with Becca, the challenge is there are certain areas she doesn't want to go to, and we want to respect that.
Right, and we don't want her to be just like blacked out on the stage.
Right.
from taking shots.
Or do we?
It's a double challenge.
I mean,
oh,
no.
It's so good. Okay, so maybe we can have some from like some you guys write and then partnered
Perhaps,
with some
yeah.
scrubbers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we added that thing about the eggplant. You answered it with the
oh,
eggplant.
Yeah.
Because we're like, what is Tanya not going to want to answer? That's how we came up with that one.
Guess what, though?
You answered it.
Answered yeah. it.
But you were like, oh, gosh. Like, it made you think.
No,
that was
the one that really got her was choosing between... Easton, Mark, and Ryan.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
F, Mary,
F,
Kill.
Mary, Kill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
yeah,
do
yeah.
it. I can't. It's hard for me to like rate people.
All right. So you heard that, Scrubbers. It's hard for her to rate people.
Yeah. So what we'll do, I think we'll do three prongs. We'll do Easton and I can come up with some. People at the show can come up with some. And maybe the Facebook group can come up with some just so we have a large pond
right,
to
right,
fish
right.
in.
Yeah. And
great.
The people who can't be there can be involved.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Because it's only in California right now. Who knows what the future holds there?
We're going. We're taking it on the road. Did y'all squash that dream? Or
no,
is it
not
still
at all.
In there? Okay.
Not at
still
all.
In there.
Not squashed.
The brows
unsquashed.
Are still looking on point.
Thank you so
do
much.
Do you brush them up or are they just always?
You have to brush them up.
Oh, you do.
Mm-hmm. I know. When I put on a t-shirt, I have to brush them up again.
did your tree trimming partner, has he noticed your brows?
No.
Oh.
It's like so not a thing that guys notice. I don't think.
I noticed only because you made a big
right,
deal out
because
of
it. I mean, he did say, because I told him I had an eyebrow appointment, and then the next time I saw him, he said, like, great eyebrows or something.
That
but, like,
is important.
That
yeah,
is
yeah.
Whether he noticed
that's a point.
Or not.
That's
that
a point
right.
for
I
his
guarantee
column.
He probably didn't notice, but he knew I had an eyebrow appointment, so he did say, like.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. Again, thoughtful.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes. And you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Do we have emails?
We do actually have one.
Wait, but is that it? So we'll do chit-chat, guest, truth or drink?
Who's your dream guest for the live show?
I want Grey's Anatomy characters. So, like, I mean, I really
characters?
Could.
Like, in character?
Yeah, she wants.
In character, yeah. She, yeah.
I want, in my dream world, Patrick Dempsey walks out on that stage.
Yes.
In my dream world, Jackson Avery walks out on that stage.
Right.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
You guys.
Because I don't want to just be scrubbing. I want it to be a hot dude from scrubbing just to make that place lose their minds.
Yeah, that's true.
Patrick Dempsey would make me.
I don't think I could do it. I'd be like, Becca.
And I wonder if he'd want to talk about Grace or if he'd be more like, you know.
But if he agrees to do it, I think he'd know that that's kind of the premise.
Yeah, but I also feel like we would want to talk to him about his life. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, but we'd also definitely want to incorporate Grace.
So, for sure.
If he's like over that part of his life, he might be like, eh.
For sure.
Oh, there's so much. I can go all the way back to Can't Buy Me Love. Like, there's a lot to talk to Patrick Dempsey about.
I would just like...
Alex Karev on our live show.
Oh, Justin Chambers walking out on that stage. Can you imagine? It'd be a riot. There'd be a riot at the Roxy.
No, I actually can't. I don't think... Wow. There's just like a lot of thoughts in my head.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, I would want him to help somebody like propose or something.
Oh.
I don't know. That's why my mind went there.
All right. This is from Stella. This is kind of a cute email. My boyfriend and I got engaged in May and are getting married next August. We decided to wait to celebrate because of loved ones in the military who won't be able to come home until next year. So it's a long engagement. But we secretly went to the courthouse this past August and got married. Our close family and friends know, but my struggle is, do we keep it a secret until our actual wedding celebration, or do we make an announcement sharing our special news? My husband is leaning towards telling people. He thinks it's silly to keep it quiet when he's so proud to be married to me. Oh. but I'm nervous if we announce it, it'll take away from the wedding itself. I'm worried people won't want to come to the wedding and celebrate because we're already married. I'm so torn. Do we just tell the people closest to us? Do we announce it? I don't know what to do. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Wait, when did they go to the courthouse?
Just August. So they're already, oh, so they're already pretty, 4 months into this lie.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I will just say recently I went to a wedding celebration where they had gotten married at the courthouse the day before. And then we all came for like the celebration. So it wasn't really a wedding. It was kind of the reception party. And it was so fun. And everyone was dancing and the food. And it just felt like a lot more of a, it didn't feel so, what's the, like, proper? Because weddings, you know, are very, you
respect. But it sounds like she wants a traditional wedding, though.
Oh, she's having, like, the ceremony?
I think she's having the ceremony.
I don't think, but here's the thing. I don't think it's going to take away from the ceremony whatsoever. I honestly think, like, I think you should announce it just because when you use the word, like, secret, it makes it seem like it's, like, something, I don't know, it has like a negative connotation to me, and I feel like it's so beautiful that like you guys went and did this at the courthouse. You know what I mean? I think
you just couldn't wait any longer.
Yeah, like it's so cute and like beautiful. So I feel like you announce that, and then but you still have your wedding. Like,
but
I just
would
think,
people be less inclined to go
and
sit through a whole wedding ceremony that's bogus?
I don't think so. I don't think it like affects anyone who's there to celebrate someone's love.
Because the truth is, aren't they all bogus in a way? Because you're really married once you sign the document and get it all
totally.
Taken care
of. I was just gonna say that. Bieber and Haley, they were court married before they had their wedding. And
totally.
People showed up to that. So
you're saying announce it.
I say we are so excited to let you know that we are actually already married. We got married in a courthouse ceremony in August because we couldn't wait any longer. We cannot wait to have you all there to celebrate at our wedding. Love ya.
Mm-hmm. Peace
and love always.
Because you also don't want people to be upset when they thought, well, they've been married for a year.
Yeah,
you let them know.
Yeah,
if they don't want to come, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
Screw them.
Yeah,
screw them.
All right, that'll wrap up 2019.
Wow,
it was a breezy episode, but we had our like full length episode last week, but we just wanted to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year before we go into 2020. And
can't wait to see you in 2020 at the Marines Memorial Theater in San Francisco.
And the Roxy.
And the Roxy, baby! Yeah!
It is emotional. We had such an amazing year. We got the 2-peat. We had some amazing guests. We grew in our friendship. We went through probably tough times of me not being as active of a texter as you needed me to be.
I accept that from you.
Yeah. You've dated.
I've dated a lot in 2019. I feel like I dated a lot in 2019, more so than 2017 and 18 combined.
Wow.
Well,
I think.
Well, no, because you had your year of single or whatever.
Yeah. Like I really like.
Oh,
I
wow.
Think
I forgot about 365 days of single.
Yeah. When I think back on this, on 2019, I'm like, I really have dated a lot, but like I'm getting close. I feel.
Into 2021.
That's right.
I'm married, Tanya.
Yep. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to perform just like that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Can I say one thing before I go?
Oh, yeah. Still alive.
On New Year's Day, time to be announced, probably around like afternoon or
I thought
so.
It was New Year's Eve.
What? It was New Year's Eve for many years, but then I got a bunch of complaints. So I moved it to New Year's Day last year.
Why? Because people are busy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I don't do much on New Year's Eve, so I thought. But anyway, I do this yearly awards show called the EC Awards, where I highlight all the greatest things in the world, according to me, from the last year. And I've been doing it on Instagram Live for the last couple of years. And this year, it will be happening again on New Year's Day.
What time? Shouldn't we lock down a time?
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Pacific time,
New Year's Day, on my Instagram Live.
I've watched this before and I find it incredibly entertaining.
I mean, I'm so excited to watch because I missed it last year and I love watching your story. So it feels like a full.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I've got a lot of fun stuff planned. I've got some musical numbers, some surprise guests. Tanya was so sweet to present Fruit of the Year last year. It was my pleasure. It meant so much to me. My favorite thing was Tanya goes live with me to present Fruit of the Year. It tells all her followers that she's going live, and then she does it and then leaves. There's all these people going, what is this? Who is this guy?
What are we doing?
What is this a real thing? I assure you it is a real award show, and it's a lot of fun. So that's on my Instagram.
Can you preview some of the categories? Because in the past we've had categories like Soup of the Year, Noodle of the Year, Pizza of the Year.
Best use of melted cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and they're not all food related. You do movies of the year, television shows.
Actor that delighted me the most. Fruit of the Year is always on there. I'm actually going to be announcing the categories probably tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
There's some that are up for debate.
Well, so they are out now by the time they hear this.
By the time you hear this, the nominees and the categories will be announced, and maybe a couple other fun details. But
do people vote, or is it just your...
It's just me.
There's no outsiders.
Like Hollywood Foreign Press?
Yeah.
No, it's the Easton Foreign Press. It's hosted by me. It's announced by me.
It's voted by me.
Yeah.
So like even when Tanya announced Fruit of the Year, it wasn't hers. It was your Fruit of the Year.
It actually was not mine.
No, I remember.
I wouldn't.
It was the raspberry.
Oh, yeah. I remember that year. Sure.
Yeah.
Big year for the raspberry.
It's obviously the grape. You know?
For 2018?
2019.
Mine would be the plum.
Actually, it was 2018, yeah.
I love plums.
Well, plums are great. But I mean, that's always a heated category.
And they're like seasonal, you know, like
mangoes, also seasonal, but delicious.
A grape you can just get all year round. It's delightful. It's juicy, sweet.
I just ate a lot of raspberries in 2018, so that's why.
Did you eat raspberries? A lot of one specific fruit this year?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh my gosh, I'm on the edge of my seat.
Well, one is already out. I mean, you do Movie of the Year, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's no chance that's not Avengers Endgame. There's zero chance of that.
Knives Out is a contender. Oh. Marriage Story is a contender.
Wow, you like the Marriage Story?
I love Marriage Story. I love Spider-Man.
It's depressing.
It's not depressing at all.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. I'm excited because I was like, I don't want to be depressed.
Good. So good. But yeah, that's there's a lot of fun stuff to look forward to. That's going down New Year's Day, 3 p.m. at Easton Allen on Instagram.
Thank you
for the plug.
There we go.
Thank you for the award show.
See you in 2020.
Time of death of the whole year.
Oh.
12/20. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the script.
21 Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is... and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.